This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, the example of a good word is like a good strong tree. A couple of months back, where we had all these storms and tornadoes, trees that were just planted broke off. Why? Because they weren't firm enough. But trees that have been around, that were strong, أصلها ثابت وفروها في السماء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this tree, its roots are deep in the ground, and its branches are out that people benefit from. And this is the example of a good word. When you say something nice, when you say something that's encouraging, when you say something that on the day of judgment, everything that you say will be held against you, except for three things. Amal bil ma'ruf, when you tell somebody to do good. Wa nahi anil munkar, stopping somebody from bad. Wa dhikrullah, and reminding somebody of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying. Ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Everything that we say will be held against us, that these angels come and write it down and take it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one hadith, says, from guarding your tongue, a part of guarding your tongue is من حسن الإسلام المرءُ تركه ما لا يعني. This hadith, a very small hadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi brings it in his collection of 40 hadiths, and Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi, he says, our deen, our whole deen, is based upon 4 hadiths. Your whole religion, your faith, everything is based upon 4 hadiths. And he says, from those 4 hadiths is one of them is right here, meaning this hadith is 25% of your religion. Min husn al-Islam, from the beauty of a person's iman. Al-mar'u tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, that you do not bother yourself with things that don't concern you. What's going on in your life? How are things? Have you seen what they are doing? And this, of course, links into social media. But what we understand is that this is also a sin of the tongue. Another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says that whoever can guarantee 2 things for me, I will in return guarantee them Jannah. You want Jannah? Here it is. So this is basically the hadith of Mu'adh bin Jabal that had many different things. But then the Prophet ﷺ narrows it down even more, and he says, Man azman li, whoever can guarantee these 2 things, if you can protect yourself and you can guarantee that you will not misuse these 2 things, then in return I will guarantee you Jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, ma bayna faqidayhi wa ma bayna lihayhi. He says, that which is between your thighs and that which is between your jaws. If you can control your desires and you can control your tongue. Imagine that. That your tongue is so weighty that either it can get you into Jannah or it can push you away from the fire of Jahannam. Right here. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever can guarantee me these 2 things, then I will guarantee the person Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us ordering us and informing us, إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي والذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you have mercy upon the Muslim Ummah. Oh Allah, we ask you have mercy upon the Muslims in Morocco and help them during these hard times. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you have mercy upon Muslims wherever they may be. Oh Allah, wherever there is a Muslim that's struggling, Oh Allah, the Muslims are struggling in our community. Oh Allah, we ask that you make matters easy upon them. Oh Allah, in this congregation right now, every single one of us has something that we are struggling with, whether it's our health, wealth, our emotional, our family. Oh Allah, we ask that you make matters easy for us. Oh Allah, there is nothing that is easy except that you have made it easy. So we ask that you make the hard things easy for us. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make us people that control our angers. Oh Allah, we ask that you make us people that speak good. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make us people that reflect upon the words that we say. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not hold us accountable for the mistakes that we have done or that we have done unknowingly. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for Jannah and actions and words that bring us close to Jannah. Oh Allah, we seek protection from the fire of Jahannam and actions and words that keep us away from Jahannam. Oh Allah, we ask that you have mercy upon our community. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you unite our community. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you help us in the construction of our masjid. Oh Allah, we have a fundraiser coming up. Oh Allah, we ask that you make that successful. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you be pleased with every single one of us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Oh Allah, be pleased with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. There is an announcement for Shifa, brother, sister Aisha Barbeen, and brother Nasir Ahmed Malik are ill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a quick, complete, everlasting Shifa. Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, qad qamat as-salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Stawu, istaqimu, atajilu, tarasu.
حاذوا بين مناكب ونقدام
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الحمد لله الذي وهبني على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum. So I need a few minutes of your attention, please. So there is a good news I would like to share. We actually are planning to start the new masjid, the expanded ICF, before next Ramadan. And we needed 1.5 million for that. So 15 community members actually gave us Karz-e-Hasana. So we are really looking forward to start the masjid, but we need to pay back that money. So we need your cooperation to do that. We have a fundraising on November 5th at Embassy Suite Hotel in Frisco, in which our target is to raise 1.5 million so we can give back the money that we got for Karz-e-Hasana and also make sure that masjid is ready before next Ramadan. So please come to the fundraiser or donate generously for masjid to be ready before next year Ramadan. The second announcement is that we have family Kahoot trivia night tonight after Maghrib at around 7:40 is Maghrib Salah, and we have prizes and we were serving light refreshment. So please come to this event and bring all your family to this event. Bring your kids as well. Tomorrow there is a month of messenger event by ICF Youth for the first Rabiul Awwal program after Maghrib. So send your youth to this event and register them also. There's a link sent out. There's a new families welcome ICF program also coming up. So end of this month. So please register your if you are a new family to this event and come to that that event as well. September 22nd is Dallas Regional Ijtima at Masjid Yasin in Garland. It's September 22nd Asar to September 24th Dohar. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum.